makes it a very uncomfortable. It shows what one can do about such a thing on Shabbos, first of all. So the normal course of action is one takes a tablet before Shabbos. However, that apparently kills it. We said last time, what it does is that it takes, I think it stops the sugar, the salt, and that apparently kills the, what do you call it, this insect, whatever it's called. I wonder if one could do it before Shabbos is lichud. The shayla is one didn't do it before Shabbos. What's one allowed to do? So last time we spoke about, we said a few tehillim over here. First of all, it could be like a groma. It's like a groma. It doesn't die straight away. It takes a bit of time. Also, it comes from ipush. It comes from this mold. This incense is not really por rova. It hasn't got the same din. Therefore, it's more kuddik. The ma'aseh, what we did last time was we allowed this to be done on Shabbos. I've either better to take it before, to take the tablet before Shabbos. If one didn't, one's allowed to take the tablet on Shabbos itself. We spoke also about actually killing them themselves, taking them off the goof. That means that they come out around the area, and if a person picks them off, puts them down, it's going to kill it as well. Yeah? It has to live in the area with the name of ayin. Nice that was also allowed to be done. Nice that basically we allowed a person to do anything that he has to do with this thing. You shouldn't crush it, it must be a dime itself, but one can take it off, even though that's going to cause it to die. Okay, that was more or less it with these things. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. And that is the issa of someone's got a cut on Shabbos. Now that's posh as well. It's always the first thing. If there's any element of danger with a cut, then a person has to do whatever he has to do. It's very hard for us, general public. We don't know what's called dangerous, what's not called dangerous. So if there's any risk of infection or... I mean, a seven limb one can't have a Shabbos for, but if there's any element of danger... Sorry? Got a sopik, someone's got any sopik whatsoever of a danger, then one's left him a chalas Shabbos. In fact, I remember a Rav once told me, he was very upset, someone came to him on Friday night, he said he wanted to know if he left him a chalas Shabbos, but a certain situation in the house. He said, how could it be that someone comes to ask the Shabbos Friday night? They can't understand it. They shouldn't be coming to ask the Shabbos, huh? No, but any person, says no, any sopik, a person in chalas Shabbos, don't ask any Shabbos. One doesn't ask Shabbos about this. If a person's got a genuine doubt, then one has to be Mechal Shabbos. No question about it. One should ask any questions. One is Mechal Shabbos. We're talking about a cut, which is not major, major. It's obviously, it's a cut, which is it's bleeding. And he wants to stop the bleeding. I mean, a general cut, normally a person gets, not life-threatening. It's something which can be sorted out normally oneself or at home. Sorry? Yeah, I remember someone told me many years ago, someone told me he once phoned up a tzol on Shabbos, actually. And his child fell over in a bathroom. He had about a gush on his head. The person, or whatever it was, asked a few questions, and they said to him, I hope you don't mind, but we can't come out for you for this on Shabbos. It doesn't warrant us coming out. So if you want, you go to a non-Jew to call a goy to take an ambulance, but from what you've described, it's not enough of a situation that we're going to have to have a Shabbos for. So one has to know. I mean, if you don't know, nobody will have a Shabbos, but if it doesn't look so serious, and they can tell straight away it's not such a serious thing, then one is not a Shabbos. So what's the problem here? The Moshe, let's say it's very often what happens is, let's talk about start from the beginning. A person, as we learnt, when a person has a cut in his finger, and let's say he squeezes his finger in order to get some more blood out. So what's he done? He's caused more dung to come out of his body. What's wrong with that? Anything wrong with that? Causing more dung to come out of your body? Oh, so we said, Levice is a chiddush, actually. The poskim say, and Mr. Bruce speaks out quite clearly, that since dam is called the nefesh of an odom is dependent on dam, and we know that taking away a nefesh of a person is shreichet, so the Rishonim learn, it's clear that hu adin, if a person takes blood out of a body, that's also called shreichet. It's a massive chiddush, that, because Levice, the person's live and kicking, doesn't affect him at all. Nothing happens to him at all. He's walking around. He's perfect. But since dam is called the nefesh of Adam, let me suppose this is that. Let's just have a look. We can find it. Dam of nefesh. Therefore, even taking a small bit out is a problem. Just find a sheet of chest. It's meant to. Yeah, every bit of dam is called nefesh. So it's not. Yes, it's badi kolak kula, badi kolak palga. I'm actually taking away some of the nefesh. Sheet of chest. It's meant to. Also, you mustn't force dam to come out. It's called chayv, it's called an ammalacha. Obviously, the issim in a Torah of taking dam out is when you want dam. It means, why does the person want dam? Either he wants to take a blood test, for example. So he wants a dam to come out to do a blood test. Where else could it be you want the dam? He wants to give it to a Baal Chai, he wants to give it to an animal. I'm not sure who Baal Chai drinks this. Someone told me once, I can't believe this actually, but someone told me once many years ago, it was in the base of Shechita, and there were a lot of people there, not Jewish people, and they were quite thirsty, so they took a cup and they put it into where the dam was there, the drinker of dam. It's not a thing we would do normally. For us, it's a dove which is called Moos, as I look at it, it's a dove of Moos. But that's normally, a person doesn't want dam. Say, the only case a person wants dam normally is a bedikah. He wants to check it. He needs it for checking, or he wants to give it to someone. Or who are din metzitzas are done by a bris. Huh? Oh, right, I'm not sure. Who metzitzas are done by a person by a bris, where he has to suck the dam out to get the dam to come out. That's also, you want the dam to come out. But generally speaking, when we talk about squeezing out the finger, the mosh, whatever it is, a cut, in order to get the blood out, there, you don't want the blood to come out. That's not what you're doing it for. So there, it's not osur atov, it's not osur rabon. It's the malachah. Sorry?
Why are you doing that?
You do it because you want the bleeding to stop. So normally, the best way to make the bleeding stop is to put pressure on the area, squeeze out the dam so it starts
closing.
That could also be. That also does speak about it. If a person does it, he wants to get a germ out. I don't know how that works exactly. Is that first bit of blood where which comes out, is that where the germ is? Sorry? So some say it's a total of dosh. Some Rishonim know it's a total of dosh. It's not the Mitzvah Shalom, it's a total of dosh. But in general, most possible know it's a shayla of choyvul. Mitzvah Shalom, yes. No, it's a shayla of choyvul. Yeah, and Mr. Ruh actually brings this down. Yes, the same who had it. I hope Mr. Ruh is down. Let me just have a look at what I wanted for. The Rambam writes itself dosh. The Maaseh, I think many Rishonim take on it. It says as what you call it is as Nazir Hashem. So what do you do? Someone Hashem has got a cut in his hands. So what's the best thing to do? So the best thing to do, first of all, let me just read out what he says in Hilchos in the book we learnt last time with them. What to do with bleeding? What do you do? I would read out what you're supposed to do. He says like this, although a minor wound is nothing more than an ailment, really, it's nothing more than a little chayli, which is not, you can't do refuah on Shabbos for a little cut. There's an issur, don't forget, we have to remember, there's an issur refuah on Shabbos, yeah? So, Lechaira wants to ask now, I had this question once many years ago, are you allowed to put, let's say, this iodine on, let's say, for example, or disinfectant? Is that called a refuah? That's what Shlomo speaks about. Shlomo Zalman says that's not called refuah. Sorry? It's menea. It's a holding back. It's an interesting thing, the Maaseh. He says that's not called refuah. So the Maaseh, the poskim allow a person to disinfect it. Let's just start from here. So what you do is, the best thing to do is first of all wash your hands. That's what he says over here. Wash your hands, make sure your hands are nice and clean. Either then you put a glove on to make sure your hands are sterile, or you don't, whatever. But then you have to clean the wound itself. Now, what do you want to do when you clean the wound? So you put water on the wound, wash it, and then what you would do normally is put, let's say, a tissue on that. Is that all right on Shabbos?
Yeah. White tissue, yeah.
Why one tissue?
You're not
severe,
white,
because it's severe. Very good. So here the Mechaba in Shein Kalcheh speaks about the Issa of Osur lo niach beged al mako. Your person mustn't put a garment on top of a wound. Actually, because the dam is going to colour the beggars. It's derech lichluch. It's going to ruin the beggar, really. It's not really the ideal way of colouring a beggar. So Mishabur brings down, we saw this already last time. We hold even sphere derech lichluch, one shouldn't do. So he says, definitely one shouldn't use a red beggar. That's even worse, because a red beggar that has red blood on it makes it even better. So that's certainly, one shouldn't use a beggar if one can help it. Awesome. In a place where you've got nothing else, and the only thing you can use is the beged, his scheme of a person is not lenient. Why? The whole derech lichl. At the end of the day, it's ruining the garment, and then many Rishonim learn that derech lichl is not severe. We had a big machlokes Rishonim when a person colours, but he's not doing it in a beneficial way, even though it's a psit racist being coloured. Is that osur or not? So many Rishonim hold you mustn't do it, And Rishonim allows. It says that in a case where you've got nothing else, one is allowed to use this garment. Obviously, like we said, if you've got tissues, tissues are not included in the beggar of surveyor. Why is it not included in surveyor? Because you throw away. No normal person colours a tissue. It's not a normal thing to do. And therefore, it's uprooted. It's got no shaykhus to the issur tzaveya. And therefore, that is mutter to do. So the person is allowed to colour the tissue. Even if it's a red one, no difference at all. But the Mishnah, the Muhammad has on, also lohitzi dam ma'makas. It's not a case of it. You must extract blood from this wound. Mishnah explains, because that is the issur choyvu. So you have to be careful not to extract it. Now, my side, I don't know what they say. Many poskim say, I don't know what it means, that you're allowed to put a small amount of pressure on a wound to stop from bleeding. That means you're not doing it, the pressure, to what you call to squeeze the blood out. That you shouldn't do. That means a person, after he's got a cut in his finger, he shouldn't go to his finger and squeeze it that a dump comes out. That's a normal thing to do normally. A lot of people do that because they want to force the blood out and then stop bleeding. That one shouldn't do. Because it clots up much faster that way. It clots up faster that way.
If it's running all the time, it won't clot.
Probably that's what it's doing. If it's liquidy, probably it won't clot so well. So what you do is you force it out, it gets dried up, and then apparently it'll clot. It's supposed to clot easier that way. That you shouldn't do. So to take a pressure and force the area where the blood is to get the blood to come out, that one shouldn't do. But the moshel to wash it, so that's the best thing to do. To wash it, for example, with the area, and then put disinfectant on. Now, how do you put disinfectant? Put disinfectant onto a cloth, for example, and then wrap the cloth round the finger. Is that good?
Yeah, good.
That's not so good. What? To put, okay, to put disinfectant onto obviously a little gauze or something, and then wrap it round your finger. That could be schita. That is not so good.
Yeah,
what you mean? What are you putting on the what? You clean the baby or you finish cleaning the baby? Clean it, I don't think. That's in order to stop it having a nappy rash, let's say, for example. But there's no schita there. It's not the cream is not nischat. That's what. Here we're talking about if a person puts liquid onto his gauze or into a piece of cotton, for example, then he wraps it round his finger, which you do, then there it's more or less a specific ratio that some juice is going to come out. That's not so good. So what do you do? The best thing to do is to first of all spray, either put some liquid straight onto the wound. That means you go to wash the wound under water. That's the thing. And the first thing I must tell you is very important is the mass. You can see in the hospital how careful they are. The biggest problem is germs over here. It's a big problem going into the blood system. So you've got to be clean. So I say the first thing to do is to wash your hands. Make sure your hands are clean. The next thing to do is to wash that area which has got a cut. Now, how do you do that? You can wash it, that area. Plus, this cold water's not so good. It's better to have warm water. So you go to the urn, take some warm water out. That water now in your cup, where is it? Clearly shady. Can you put cold water now into a clearly shady?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can pour cold water. There's no problem now. So you can now sort it out to your own temperature. So you get go to the urn, take a bowl of water, put it underneath there. Fill it up with water. It's boiling hot. Take some cold water. Go to the tap, pour cold water in, no problems, no bishl now, because a Kaylee Shaney can't cook water. So now you can adjust it to your own temperature. You get the right temperature there, put your finger in, wash your hands. So either you wash it with soap, not a liquid, not a bar of soap, because it could be a problem, a machik, but let's say a liquid soap, or you use a lotion, a disinfectant, that means you spray it on your finger, rub it on there, no problems, no sheet at all, and then either you wash it off, or you wipe it off with a dry tissue. And then you can put something around it. That's the best way to do it. That way you avoid any problems of schita and any other problems of surveyor, whatever it is. And I say a tissue is the best thing to do. And that is the best way of how to do it, how to watch this cut on the Shabbos. The thing is, let's talk about a similar kind of hand. Someone's child falls over, for example, he's got a very bad grease. A similar thing as well, this guy's bleeding. Again, the best thing to do is to wash it if one can. Put water to your hand, wash your hands first, make sure your hands are nice and clean, then put water on your hands and wash the area of the fall, that it's clean, and then disinfect it if you can.
The best is putting
on the plaster. So a plaster, you have to know, that's also interesting, how to put a plaster on. So we said already, a plaster is a big question about opening the tabs up. So let's just go through it very quickly, what we spoke about. A plaster normally comes in a little packet. It's normally a steel packet. That packet, to open it up on Shabbos is mutter, it's kriya derech kilkul. you're ruining the packet when you open it up. So that opening up is mutter. There's no problem opening up the package. What the problem might be is the tabs on the plaster.
On the sticky part.
What?
On the sticky part, the white tabs.
The white tabs on the sticky part. What's the problem there? That has been stuck down for a long time. It's Teufel, it's Man Oruch, in place for a long time. So many poskim hold that since that's Teufel, it's Man Oruch, to undo it is Korea. And there's no kilka when you undo it, it's a good tearing. That's wrong. So that's not so simple. Other Achroinim, Ramosha and others said, the Maaseh is no problem, because since the whole thing is there, just as meant to be a guard, it's not really meant to be there. Really, that white tab is just meant to protect the stickiness. It's not really meant to be a part, it's not meant to be one. Normally when you sew something, you want something to become into one. Here, no one wants the plaster to become one into that white tab. It's not meant to be. All it is a shomer. It's a guard. It's a guard for the stickiness stays. So Ramosha and others say, and I said, that's not called Tova. Others disagree, but Ramosha says that. So you've got to say, Mokum Lahokel. The best is to accommodate really all, the best is to take it off Kalachayat. It means a person takes off the plaster with his tooth, the white piece, he pulls it off with his tooth or something, or he puts it in between two fingers and he pulls off that piece. That is mutter to do. That's Kalachayat, and that will be mutter based on, as far as what you've got, other as far as why it's not a problem of Tova at all, therefore that's definitely alright. Then you want to put a plaster on your hand. What's the problem with that? Oh, so we said when we just spoke about plasters that it's all very good, the plaster on your hand, but when you put a plaster on your hand, part of it wraps on itself. That bit which sticks to itself normally never comes undone. What happens is after you take the plaster off, you just pull the plaster off. So you've done tofa for quite a while. Yeah, so that was a bit of an issue. I said many achronim were machmen on this point, actually, what we said. So we said there was a 2/8, so we had to get around this problem. Either you put the plaster vertically up, just on the cut, it goes straight up the plaster, and it's not overlapping itself at all. No problem at all. Or you do it like a semicircle, you do it like you put the plaster on, but it goes spiral. So no part of the plaster overlaps itself. Sorry?
No part
of the plaster overlaps itself. Those are 2/8 that we said to make sure that it's muskim according to more or less everyone. That would be a good 8 to get around this problem. And that would be a simple 8. So I'm saying it's important to make sure that one cleans the area and what everyone has to do. And then that for one avoids all problems. Again, the best thing to do is to wash the area first where he's got a cat. Someone's got a cat in his hand. Best thing to do is to wash the area first. And then put disinfectant on. And then put a dry gauze, and you can rub off the disinfectant if you want with a tissue, or you can leave it on, there's no problem, it won't be skeeter. Then you put a gauze or something around it, and if you want to put a plaster on it, you can also do that. Alright, wait a second. Right.